21st of March, 1916. Release. When the order is given, the winch creaks into action, the balloon rises, and Lieutenant Tourté takes to the air. He's an experienced spotter with 4 years' experience. He joined up as a simple private. Now he's preparing to spend 12 hours or more at an altitude of 1,000 meters, connected to the ground by a long steel cable and a telephone wire, unless the battle or the weather conditions decide otherwise. Down below, the guns are raging. Jean Tourté leans over the edge of the basket. He knows his sector by heart. Time ticks by. He's cold. Suddenly, a 240 airburst shell explodes at 300 meters. The blast from the explosion is enormous. It feels as if the balloon is about to burst. The lieutenant clings onto the basket, his eyes riveted to his binoculars. Something unusual is happening down there.
Hello, this is Tourté. Suspicious movement on the slopes of Hadamont. They're advancing! They're advancing! The enemy is moving down the slopes in massive numbers!
In what direction?
Hang on! I can't see for the explosions! Ah yes, they're heading for the Basile Ravine!
What?
Heading for the Basile Ravine!
I'll let HQ know immediately.
At the 33rd Army Corps headquarters, General Noudon has lost contact with his units at the front. The phone lines have been cut, and no messengers have been able to get through. The information from Lieutenant Tourté worries him.
Hello, Tourté, the General wants more information.
Hello! Feldgrau in the Basile Ravine. They're advancing slowly. Over. No, wait. Some of the Germans have reached the railway line.
The railway line? Tourté, the General wants to see you immediately. We're bringing you down. You're to report to HQ.
As soon as he sees General Noudon, the lieutenant realizes that the atmosphere is tense. In the field, the men probably haven't seen the threat from the Germans. If he's read the situation correctly, barrage fire is required immediately, despite the risk of killing their own men.
Lieutenant Tourté, can you confirm your report? Are you sure of what you saw?
On my honor as an officer, General, I swear that I saw exactly what I reported. I could not have made a mistake. I'm only too well aware of the terrible consequences if I did.
Right. Then we'll start firing.
Jean Tourté gives the coordinates of the spot on the railway line where he had seen the tip of the German advance. The Germans are halted by the shelling and a counterattack is launched. Thanks to his composure and precision, Lieutenant Tourté has saved his comrades. He has made it possible to hold the front line until the next attack. June 25th, 1916. Extract from a report by a German artillery observer.
Since the previous day, French and German troops have been engaged in bitter fighting to hold the area between Thiaumont and the Fontaine Ravine. The German troops are pushing forward, advancing. A breakthrough seems possible. From their cradles, German spotters are watching the battlefield. The weather is magnificent, not a cloud in the sky. They can read the pockmarked ground like an open book. The observers watch for every movement on the part of the French troops, pinned down in the shell craters. Suddenly, a spotter picks up his phone.
Station battery! Hello! Hello! Get ready! We can see several people moving away! Quick! Quick! They're leaving! Runners, probably. Mind out! 8 shells, 4,950 meters! Further! Yes, that's it! The enemy's on the run! Hurry up! Fire, but extend the range! Send a burst! 5 too short! Fire! Too late! They're running! They're still running! Fire! That was great! Another 2 shots! Another 40! 3,500! The shot was much too far to the right! Hello! Station battery! Yes, you can keep shelling them. They're in the grass, one behind the other. Yes, the range is good. Another 5. Oh, they're dancing a real jig! Another 5,200! 12 shrapnel shells, rapid fire! devil take the position! For God's sake! Your range is still way off! You're getting worse and worse! Thank God three of the shrapnel shells were bullseyes all the same.
Already used in 1914, captive balloons played a significant role in the Battle of Verdun. They quickly became the target of incendiary rockets and enemy planes, so the spotters were given parachutes, which became part of their operational kit in March 1916,